With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. The Howe Ridge Fire in Glacier National Park that destroyed a set of historic cabins over the weekend continues to grow. Last night, an infrared flight measured the fire perimeter at 3,500 acres, a growth of roughly 900 acres from 2 days ago. Diane Sine is a fire information officer with Glacier National Park.
We did see an increase last night. There was definitely active fire behavior that went on well into the night.
The 60-person Southwest Area Type 1 Incident Management Team under the command of John Pearson is on site and will be taking over management of the fire at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The biggest change when we had the Type 1 team come in is just the increase in the number of resources. They have all sorts of specialties that we can't provide generally without them.
Increased winds and lightning are in the weather forecast over the next few days in the area, which could result in the fire expanding even further. Area closures and evacuations remain in place for Avalanche and Sprague Campground, North Lake McDonald Road, and the Lake McDonald Lodge Complex. The Going to the Sun Road is closed between the foot of Lake McDonald near Apgar Village and Logan Pass. It remains open from the top of Logan Pass to St. Mary on the east side of the park. For much of the rest of western Montana, a red flag warning for fire conditions will be in effect from noon to midnight tomorrow due to lightning storms and possible erratic wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. The affected areas include Great Falls, Bozeman, Seeley Lake, Hamilton, Missoula, Butte, and Dillon. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.